Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio Lord listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to another exciting segment on the hottest show on Block Talk Radio. It is the one and only Brown Sugar, and I am truly excited to have you listen in and join today as we have another segment here in March, the month of Women's History. We do have a lot of wonderful, wonderful things that have happened in the month of March, and it's just an honor to be able to salute women that are standing and holding their own and doing some fabulous things here in the world. It's awesome because I do know that really, it takes a lot to really, you know, make your goals and put a plan together and have the ability to follow your dreams and to make them a reality. And a lot of times in life, you know, we think about things, we think about great things, what we'd like to do, what we might want to happen, but actually seeing that goal come to pass and doing it. And, you know, I'm super extremely goal-oriented. I have goals of myself as far as planning many wonderful events for this year. 2012, I did say, is going to be an awesome year. Have certainly faced some blows, personal blows in life. But, you know, I believe that those are the things that make you even that much greater when you go through some ups and downs in life and, you know, you try to figure out at that moment, like, you know, God, why was I faced with this? What was it that made me become, you know, the person you felt was the best to handle this test? But in the end, God always has the final answer, and he knows. He can see things that we can't see. I love in the scripture how it says that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his ways are higher than our ways. He has such a magnificent plan for your life. And in order to bloom into that beautiful butterfly, we have to break through the cocoon. So that's what we're going through this year, 2012, doing some fabulous things. This is going to be a short, sweet segment. As you know, your girl is always constantly doing some wonderful things. Brown Sugar Radio is taking some wonderful, wonderful, I guess you could say we're hitting some record numbers. People have been spreading the word. I was looking at the listeners, and it's just awesome to see that it's growing by leaps and bounds. I want to say thank you all for supporting the show. Thank you for those that are spreading the word about Brown Sugar Radio and all that it stands for, just truly helping to empower lives and to make your day better. When you wake up in the morning, you got to say, I am going to have a blessed day. I am going to make it the best day that I can. And so that's what we do, is we get up with a purpose. We get up with, you know, inspiration to do wonderful things. And in order to achieve that, you have to believe it in your heart that you're going to have a great day. Remember, no one can ruin your day without your permission. I can't say that loud enough. No one can ruin your day without your permission. Get up, have a purpose, have, you know, a passion about what you believe in. Because when you do that, nothing will get in your way. You are going to know that, hey, I am bad to the bone, and I'm going to make some awesome things happen in my life today. And so that is what Brown Sugar Radio is about, is just telling you to just reach a little bit higher, stretch a little bit further, dig a little bit deeper, whatever it takes in order for you to, you know, just shine and be all that God created you to be. Don't settle for less. Don't have an attitude of mediocrity and small thinking, because then you certainly won't achieve much in life. Those that, you know, reach high and have big dreams have a more fulfilling life, you know, and don't live in a box. Don't think, well, guess what, today I did not reach my goal of working out this morning, so I'm just going to give up. I'm not going to complete my mission to lose 20 pounds, 15 pounds, whatever's the goal. You know, I'm not really motivated right now to go back to school, so I am not going to, you know, research any further to find out if I qualify for grants or scholarships. Do whatever it takes, you know, be above and beyond. That's what I feel. Make your dreams come true, and how you do it is one day at a time. That's how you do it. Get it done, right? So last night, many of you know that I went back to school, and I'm really excited. I'm loving the University of Phoenix. They're doing some phenomenal things in my life. And we were speaking on goal setting, which, you know, that is my area. And I was just so excited and just really amped about the whole ordeal, because it let me know that I am on the right track. I am really just living in the moment, but yet preparing for the future. You know, it's important that we balance it out, and that you don't constantly just feel like you have to live paycheck to paycheck, or you don't have to feel stressed, or you don't have to feel overwhelmed in life. You know, the great thing is that if you plan and you try to prepare for things, I know things come up. I mean, that's life, right? I'd be lying if I told you that things do not come up. But the wonderful thing about life is that, you know, you have the ability to bounce back and to be anything you put your mind to. You know, so I just know that this is why I really love the fact with March and being Women's Month. Oh, by the way, I want to let you know that Shirley Bang will be coming to Brown Sugar Radio. However, she's in school. She's got some things going on. She's a wonderful, wonderful beauty expert. She has a fabulous YouTube page. But she's going to come actually in April, because she's in school also. She's got exams and things going on. I can totally respect that. I know what she's going through. So we rescheduled her, and I just wanted my listeners to know what's going on and why she was not here last week, all right? And so that is what's up with Miss Shirley. But I'm telling you, when the sister comes, be prepared. Get your notebook, get your pens ready, because she's going to put it down like never before. You're going to learn about how to, you know, just truly take care of your skin and the latest trends with beauty and fashion. And she's the one that has all these fabulous, you know, ideas and just truly a creative individual. I love creativity. I love it when I see a young lady really stretching and doing some awesome things in her life. And man, I'm telling you, Shirley is the one. And so we will definitely make sure that we have her back on to Brown, not have her back, have her on Brown Sugar Radio. But having back, I'd also love to have I have a celebrity makeup artist, you know, in addition to Shirley coming on. And so I've got some things lined up. Because, you know, women, we want to look good. You know, this is springtime. We want to know what's the latest colors that are popping for spring. What do we have, you know, in general? What can we do in order to just make some awesome things happen in our life? And so, you know, when you look good, you feel good, you know, and that's just the bottom line. Look good, you feel good, you're going to, you know, excel. Also, too, I was reading a study. And it was saying how attractive people, now attractive to me not only means on the outside, having slamming makeup, outfit, you know, on point. To me, what attractive means also is your personality. So if you have a really great personality, you're vibrant, full of energy, you know, people will attract to you. They're drawn to positivity. People that are pessimistic and just negative about life, y'all can take that over there in the corner because I don't want to be bothered with any of that. I believe life is about living and breathing and just expanding into who you are and just being around like minds. Great thinkers produce great possibilities. So the wonderful thing about, you know, just having that option in life, you know, to excel and do great things is that you can bring people with you. You know, you want to be able, it's lonely at the top. You hear it all the time. It is lonely at the top by yourself. Why not share that opportunity and bring somebody with you that, you know, you feel that you would enjoy, right, and sharing the moment with. So I decided I am going to make sure this year on Brown Sugar Radio, it's something that I'm sticking to, and just having the listeners say, you know what, yes, I want to go to the top for you or the next level, or I want to achieve my goals, Sugar. These are some great things that I really want to do, and I need your help. How can we do it? So I've decided for this month I'm going to put together a goal-setting class or a goal-setting segment. And I want for the listeners to know that you can also check out an archive segment. I did it last year. It was phenomenal. The archives on this show were just out the window. It was so ridiculous. But I know that my listeners appreciated it, and I just want to continue to give you whatever it takes in order to help you to really feel like you're achieving your goals in life. The segment, though, if you take a look back, you can check it out on my archive segments. And actually, I have several. One of my also favorite, I want to mention this one first, though. It's a three-part segment, and it's called The Art of Extreme Self-Care. It aired February 22nd of 2011. I have a three-part segment that I did, and it's about exploring more opportunities, following your dreams, and just transforming your life. You know, we often think about living a life of many various dreams, you know, and ambitions, but this is a life changing event. You know, it really broke it down for me. The author, Sheryl Richardson, really had some awesome things to help you celebrate the positive changes in your life. So go back, look through my archive segments, and like I said, you'll see a show. February 22nd was part one, March 1st was part two, and then the third segment aired on March 22nd. Phenomenal, phenomenal breakdown. So please make sure that you even buy the book because you can follow along with me. As I was reading the book, I was breaking it down in sections in order to process it for my listeners and just really give you something of substance that will help to implement your life, you know, and enhance your life, something you can use in order to just really feel good about yourself. And you know, a lot of people, like I said, they want great things to happen in their life, but they really don't know how to attain that. So that is my goal for the next segment, and you want to tune in, and I'm going to have a detailed lineup of what you can do in order to help to stay on track if you're already planning goals and you're in the midst of them, or what do you need to do to prepare and to get started. All right. So, just wonderful things all around that are coming in the year of 2012. Many of you I know that have been following the show for years, I want to say thank you. But my new listeners, please plug into Brown Sugar Radio on Twitter, and that's Brown Sugar, S-U-G-A, Radio. No R, okay? Not sugar. You hear me say it all the time. Brown Sugar Radio on Twitter. Also, keep it locked. You can check me out on Facebook. It is Facebook, and just type in Brown Sugar Radio is the fan page, and it's constantly growing. It really is, and I'm just so thankful and appreciative for all of you that continue to support the show. So please, like I said, continue to spread the word. Let others know, you know, exactly what it is that you tune into every Thursday, which is none other than Brown Sugar Radio. So here we are. Ta-da! The last time that we tuned in, like I said, I went over some amazing facts. And what really inspired me about these phenomenal women was the fact that all odds were against most of them. You know, a lot of them had never had anyone before them to lay the footprint and to achieve goals, such as being top surgeons or first astronauts, you know, that were females. So I felt like, you know what, if these women had the courage, you know, and the smarts to pursue their ambitions fearlessly, or maybe some of them did have fear, you know, that old saying, feel the fear and do it anyway. Well, that's what I believe happened with a lot of the women, you know, not being able to at that moment in time really have a voice. I mean, I just couldn't even imagine how that feels, but certainly, you know, a lot of things have changed since then. But I do know that it's great that we do have now great role models and you know, strong women that are making amazing things happen. And so continuing to celebrate this month, it's just awesome. Here we are, the 29th. Of March, and it's just amazing how this year, it's crazy how it's flying by, and that's why I really want to embrace the fact that we got to stay on track with our goals and make sure that nothing stops you, you know, nothing. You're going to have setbacks. You're going to have things that happen in your life, and you feel like you don't understand it, but keep pushing forward. Keep pushing. I don't care how hard it gets. Continue to remain focused on that goal. And so that is what my mission is, you know, here on Brown Sugar Radio, is just continuing to uplift and inspire many. But today is going to be an awesome day. I know that I have some plans later on this evening. Looking forward to this weekend. I know this weekend is going to be great. I wanted to kind of do some things with my family, my fiance, and my children, and just really bond. Family time to me is vital. It's something that I know is very important, and so you have to balance it, you know, especially like if you're in school and you're working, and then you have your children, and you got your, you know, your significant other. You have to make sure that you take that opportunity to share and just really spend time with them, and that's something that we also need to discuss, you know, with reaching the goals, maybe getting the family involved to help you to achieve those particular goals. How do you make that happen? What do we got to do in order to make that happen, right? So that's exactly what it is that we're focused on for this month. Actually, shoot, the month is over. It'll be next month, the month of April, just bringing it to the table in regards to how, you know, all of us know what we want, at least most of us do, but just how, you know, how do you get there? How do we make that happen is often, you know, the question. So this has been a short, sweet segment. Just wanted to kind of follow up, touch base with my listeners there. Like I said, next Thursday, please continue to follow Brown Sugar Radio, because we will discuss how to achieve the goals. What do we got to do to break down the goals into short-term goals, to reach long-term goals, you know, is this really the goal I should be pursuing? Just all kind of different things that many of you face in life. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day.
If there